To be honest, when I started this channel, I had no plans on making a video on this topic. I felt this accusation had been so thoroughly debunked that no one used it anymore. Unfortunately, the comment section of many of my videos have proven me wrong. It should be evident to anyone who's actually read the Bible that this accusation holds no water. But here's the dirty little secret. Most people don't read the Bible for themselves. They let someone else tell them what the Bible says, including the Protestants and evangelicals that tell us Catholicism is unbiblical. Oh, sure, they may take a Bible study where certain verses are presented while others ignored, but most people have not sat down and read the Bible like a book. Even the New Testament, they have not started on the first page of Matthew and read to the last page of Revelation. If they did, they would see that this accusation against the Catholic Church has no merit. But we'll get into that in a minute. The accusation goes like this. The Bible says, call no man father. Catholics call their priests father. Catholics are disobeying Jesus. They fail to mention the fact or don't know that the prohibition is not exclusive to calling someone father, but also teacher and master. Matthew 23:8-11. But you are not to be called rabbi, which means teacher. You have one teacher, and you are all brethren. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called master, for you have one master, the Christ. Literally, everyone who has been educated has called the person who educated them teacher. And if you say the prohibition is only on spiritual matters and matters within the church, have you ever heard of a Sunday school teacher? And if you've ever taken any kind of martial arts, you have called someone master. And if you are a Freemason, like many Protestants are, you've actually called someone worshipful master. Isn't that interesting? But the prohibition against calling someone teacher isn't just calling someone teacher, but calling yourself a teacher. Matthew 23:8. But you are not to be called rabbi, which means teacher, for you have one teacher and you are all brethren. Have you ever heard anyone say, I'm a teacher? Even, I'm a Sunday school teacher. Are they not just as guilty of disobeying Christ as the Catholics are for calling their priests father? And did you know that doctor is taken from the Latin word for teacher? And mister and missus are forms of the word master. Have you ever called someone doctor, mister, or missus? Then you are just as guilty of disobeying Jesus as Catholics are for calling their priests father. But check this out, 1 Timothy 2:7. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. 2 Timothy 1:11. For this gospel I was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. Ephesians 4:11. His gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. Here, Paul overtly disobeys Jesus by calling himself teacher and calls others teachers. But wait, there's more. Paul says in Ephesians 6:5, slaves, be obedient to those who are your earthly masters. And when Stephen is brought before the Sanhedrin, we read in Acts 7:1, then the high priest asked Stephen, are these charges true? To this he replied, brothers and fathers, listen to me. He addresses them as brothers and fathers, as does Paul when he was arrested. Acts 22:1, Paul addresses the crowd, brothers and fathers. Paul characterizes his relationship with Timothy and Titus as a father-son relationship. 1 Corinthians 4:17, therefore I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. 1 Timothy 1:2, to Timothy, my true child in the faith. 2 Timothy 1:2, to Timothy, my beloved child. 1 Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit to you, Timothy, my son. 2 Timothy 2:1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:22, but Timothy's worth you know, how as a son with a father he has served me in the gospel. Titus 1:4, to Titus, my true child in a common faith. Peter does the same thing with Mark. 1 Peter 5:13. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, as does my son Mark. In fact, the apostles see their congregations as children. 2 Corinthians 12:14. Here for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden, for I seek not what is yours but you. For children ought not to lay up for their parents, but parents for their children. Galatians 4:19, My little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. Paul even calls himself their father. Philemon 1:10, I'm appealing to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I have become during my imprisonment. 1 Thessalonians 2:11, For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children. 1 Corinthians 4:15, For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. So as you can see, calling someone father, even calling church leaders father, is not a violation of this commandment from Christ to call no man father. Otherwise, the Apostle Paul himself was guilty of being disobedient to Christ. So what's really going on here? What did Christ mean when he said, call no man father? If it doesn't mean you can't call your church leaders father. Well, the standard answer is that it is said in the same context as when Christ said in Matthew 5:27-30, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, and if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. This is hyperbole, an exaggerated statement or claim not meant to be taken literally. And of course, everyone understands this when it comes to this verse, because nobody's running around gouging their eyes out and cutting their hands off. And while this comparison is true, and Christ is certainly using hyperbole when he says, call no man teacher, father, or master, I want to go a little bit deeper. You see, Christ didn't actually say, call no man father. You heard me correctly. Jesus did not say, and the Bible does not say, call no man father. What he actually said was, call no man your father. And while this might seem like a minor difference, there is actually a huge difference. You see, some of the translations, such as the NIV, render it as, call no man father. But some of the others, such as the King James Version, say, call no man your father, which is closer to the Greek. It was common in the Middle East at the time of Jesus to call males in leadership roles father. It's a cultural thing. This is why the practice was carried over and can be found in the churches that can legitimately trace themselves back to the apostles, like the Catholic Church, the Orthodox, and the Coptic churches. Those churches were formed in that culture, but not the Protestant churches, which came much later and have no cultural reference. We can also look at the context in which this is said. Here, Christ is condemning the practices of the Pharisees and the scribes, telling his followers not to be like them. The Pharisees and scribes would accumulate disciples and require absolute loyalty of them, even beyond that which they would give their parents. It's a warning against the cult of personality, elevating a human to such a status that they become an idol and in reality take the place of God in the person's life. Christ is saying this has no place in the church. Calling someone Father Joe, Pastor Joe, Preacher Joe, or Brother Joe is not the point. Do you give this person the status in your life that belongs to God alone? And while Catholics are certainly capable of this, so are Protestants and evangelicals, with their insistence on great showmanship from their church leaders. So as you can see, call no man your father is not a prohibition against giving someone the title father. It is much more personal. It's a call not to make idols of our church leaders. Until my next video, God bless.